It's time for you to be empowered. The Secret Temple and Law of Attraction with Miracle Mentor and Alchemy Life Coach, Robert Zink. And now, America's Mentor of Light, Robert Zink.
Good morning, good afternoon, good evening. Whatever time you're listening to this special Law of Attraction podcast, I am your miracle mentor, your mentor of light, Robert Zink, and delighted to be bringing you this important podcast. We are doing this podcast every single day with up-to-date information on personal empowerment, on making your life better, on making your love better, on making you happier and feeling more alive and helping you attract more money. Whatever it is that you want in your life. Do you want a new car? Or have you been looking for a summer home? Have you been looking for a new home? Perhaps you would like to just up the ante a little bit and have a whole new wardrobe. Maybe you want your marriage to be better, to be more alive, to be more exciting. Perhaps you've lost somebody that has walked out on you, broke up the relationship, filed for divorce, any number of things. And you want to save that relationship. All of this is possible. Anything you desire. You know, if it's within the boundaries of the laws of physics, you can manifest it. Do you want to be a millionaire? You know, it's funny. I was working with a client all last year, and we started out attracting $25,000. And by the time we were done, we were looking at attracting $2 million. And he said, you know, it's just numbers, isn't it? And I said, it's just numbers. The same method that you use for attracting a $10 bill is the same method that you use for attracting $1 million. It's exactly the same. You know, I had a situation a while back ago. There's a gentleman here and, when we get on the freeway, he's always there. He literally has hours from 11 o'clock to about 11 o'clock, about 12 hours a day. And he stands there with a sign, homeless, need help. And he has been there in this one corner now for years, long before I moved into this area. And he's just right on, as you get on the freeway, cars have to stop. And what he does is when the cars stop, he literally walks up and down the line and stares into the car to kind of make you feel guilty, especially if you're drinking a Starbucks or something. Here's this guy who doesn't have anything. Now, one of the things we like to do as it gets warm is I like to have a whole case of bottled water in the back of my car. And when people that are begging along the freeway for money, I don't give them money. I give them something more valuable, a nice cold bottle of water. And you should see how excited these people are to get the bottle of water. One gentleman said, oh, can I get one for my dog too? You know, and it's just a good feeling. And I know that I'm not giving money that's being used on alcohol or drugs. I'm giving something that he can use right now to nourish his body. Anyway, gentleman along the side of the freeway that's been there for years has on the bottom of his sign, anything helps. So one day I rolled down the window and I said, what do you mean by anything helps? In other words, if I give you a quarter, that helps? And he says, yeah, oh yeah, that helps. If I give you a dollar? Does that help? Yeah. Oh, that helps a lot more. And I said, have you ever thought that by putting down in your mind anything helps? You are limiting yourself. You're basically shooting for the bottom of the barrel. A penny helps. A nickel helps. A dime helps. A quarter helps. A dollar helps. I believe that if that same person standing alongside the freeway asking for help had in his mind and took that off of his sign that he needed to collect as many $5 bills as possible during the day, that he would be far more successful. And he'd put more energy into collecting the money. He wouldn't just mosey up and down like he's just, you know. He'd be excited to see cars pull up because every car has the potential of a $5 bill. And those $5 bills add up pretty fast. And next thing you know, you've paid for a hotel room or you've rented a house. $10 bills help even faster. And if you put that in your mind, you see what I'm saying? We set our goals too low. And I want to say this about your goals. If you set a goal that you know you can achieve, like he puts on his sign, anything helps. Well, he knows he can achieve that because if somebody gives him a penny, he got something. But when you set your goals too low, goals that you know you can achieve, those aren't goals that are going to empower you and inspire you. If you set a goal that says, you know, I want to clean my kitchen and maybe paint the walls. That's my goal. But what you really want is a whole new kitchen, a remodeling job, somebody to come in there and rip out everything and put in the latest stuff. That's what you really want, but you don't know how you're going to get it. You don't know how you'd come up with the money for it. You don't know how you'd manifest it. That's a goal that is worthy. Set worthy goals. Now, you don't know how it's going to happen. You don't know how you're going to come up with the money. You don't know who's going to do the work, but you're going to trust the universe, your partner in creation, to keep its end of the bargain. If you put out the intention and you do it in the way I'm going to show you how right now, very simple formula. If you put out the intention and you stay with it and you stop questioning the universe, you'll get what you want. Your desires will be met. You'll have your soulmate, the love of your life. You'll increase your sales. You'll make more money in your business. You'll feel healthier and happier. Everything that you want is tied into having something and creating something and doing something that is not easy to do, that is beyond your knowledge of how to do it. That's when the law of attraction really works. Okay. So one, you set a goal that is worthy, a worthy goal, not a goal that you know you can accomplish. You can set those too. They are helpful. You know, those are micro goals. But set a worthy goal. I don't know how I'm going to begin earning $1,000 a week or $5,000 a week. I don't know how I'm going to end up with that new Mustang. I don't know how I'm going to have that new sailboat, but I'm putting out an intention and I'm going to trust the universe. So you set your goal first and have a clear picture of what that goal is. You need to know in your mind, what does that goal look like? What does it feel like? I'm going to give you 7 powers. 7 steps. But first, I really want you to listen to this message. We'll be right back.
Unlock a world filled with wonder, magic, miracles, and prosperity. You can enjoy the life you always wanted through the power of creative visualization. Regardless of your current life circumstances, you can manifest miracles and drastically change your life through creative visualization. Would you like to remove all debt? Enjoy a passionate life of love and happiness? Make more money than you ever believed possible? Obtain health and vitality? Now you can. As part of the Success and Nothing Less series, Robert Zink and Rachel Haas have created a powerful program called Creative Visualization. In this program, you will learn the ancient secrets to creative visualization that will remarkably change your life. What are you waiting for? Download your copy now. Get started with creative visualization at www.lawofattractionsolutions.com. The Success and Nothing Less Creative Visualization Program is 100% guaranteed. Visit www.lawofattractionsolutions.com for details.
Remember, that's www.lawofattractionsolutions.com. And by the way, while you're at it, claim free 30 minutes of miracle mentoring and alchemy life coaching. Let's discover what the two of us together. There's all kinds of mystical teachings that say when two people come together, all kinds of hell break loose and you can accomplish a hell of a lot more. Okay? I want to help you. So let's claim your 30 minutes of miracle mentoring and alchemy life coaching at www.lawofattractionsolutions.com. Hey, by the way, want to remind you also, we're tossing up a article almost every other day, a new article for you to read. And this is not fluff stuff you'll see on a lot of these other websites. This is some, you know, in the trenches kind of stuff that'll help you. So check it out. Okay, here's what you need to do. You've set your goal. You know what your goal is. You're fortified in your goal. You see it. I mean, you can almost taste it. Now, whatever your level of desire is, increase it. Increase your desire so that you can just feel that money in your hands. You can feel yourself driving that new car. You can feel yourself, you know, making love to the woman of your dreams or the man of your dreams. You can feel all the goodness that comes from manifesting your heart's desire. Intense desire. That's power number one. Power number two, imagination. You've got to allow your imagination time to run wild. I mean, really get into it. Visualize being married if that's what you want. Visualize finding your soulmate. Visualize being awarded the vice presidency of your company. Visualize that new car. Visualize that new sailboat and what it feels like. Intense desire. That's power number one. Power number two is imagination. Power number three is affirmation. You need to affirm it every single day. You know, I carry an affirmation card. I used to carry a book. I had a little booklet. It was gold. I love this little booklet. And each page had a different affirmation that applied to a different part of my life. You know, whether it's my physical life or financial life or, you know, whatever, my family life, my sexual life. Each page had a different affirmation. And I carried this little pocket gold book and it started falling apart. Pages started falling out every time because I was using it so often. And I have to tell you, that gold book saved my life. I began returning to that technique. I knew about it, but I returned to it because we get lazy. When I was in the most desperate place in my life and using those affirmations on a daily basis, carrying that book with me when I went for a walk and reading one of those affirmations over and over and over and over again changed my thinking. And when you change your thinking, when you change your beliefs, you will change your life. So now I just carry one affirmation at a time. And I'm putting together a collection of affirmations in the five areas of my life. But I'm only going to carry one at a time each day. That's okay. I can focus deeply into that affirmation. Make your affirmation specific. Make it focused, because it's focusing on your goal, a worthy goal. Remember, a worthy goal that you don't know how in the hell you're going to accomplish it, but you're excited about it. The fourth power of the law of attraction, focus and confidence. You've got to focus on what exactly it is you're attracting, and then you have confidence. See yourself as bigger, stronger, taller, able to manifest anything you want. Be absolutely certain, absolute certainty, which is the fifth power, the sixth power. So you have focus and confidence, and then you have absolute certainty. I'm absolutely certain I'm manifesting this. I'm absolutely certain I'm creating it. I'm going to embrace it, because I'm certain. It's not how. It's not if. It's not even when. It's now. The next power of the law of attraction is gratitude. Gratitude. Be grateful for everything you have. Be grateful for everything that's coming to you. Be grateful for all the good things that have happened in your past. And the last one is manifestation. Just allowing it to happen. Letting go. Come on, you don't need to control everything now. Just allow the universe to bring that new car up into your driveway. Just allow the universe to walk that soulmate into your life. Stop forcing it. Stop pushing it. Stop fighting it. Just go with it. Let it manifest. Hey, we're out of time. Pay it forward. I want to thank you. I really want to thank you for sharing this podcast on your Facebook page. It helps us reach more people with this positive, powerful message. We want to do it every day for as many people as possible. And by the way, if you're moseying around iTunes, thank you for the 5-star rating. Thank you for the kind words. I love you. I can't live without you. So, hey, pay it forward. Have a great day. We will see you soon. Bye-bye.